I'm joined by Maj Allah, a resident of the Western Damascus neighbourhood of Malki. Maj, you've been witnessing some arrests, raids in your area, even though it's a government, considered a pro-government area. Tell me more.
Yeah, actually, there was some kind of arrest and a search campaign conducted in the west of Damascus, those neighbourhoods of Malki, Muhajirin, Salihiyya, near Sheikh Muhyiddin Mosque, for example. This area is considered quiet for a long time, but it seems the government is now conducting search and arrest to further secure the area, because it's considered a backdoor for the Malki district, which is or Malki neighborhood, which is considered a top priority to secure this place. Conventionally, this area is controlled by Republican guards, and I have, for example, witnessed some soldiers entering buildings and searching houses. Local market owners spoke about arrest of young and old people. So this is what is happening in the northwest. It seems it's unprecedented in terms of securing this area, given that it was quiet for a long time.
Does that mean that the rebels are infiltrating the area?
It's not clear if that is the case, but it seems Damascus is still infiltrated by rebels every day. So the government seems to be worried about securing the parts of Damascus, especially this part in the northwest. No clear indication if the rebels has any stronghold in this area or they will be conducting any kind of operation and so on, because mostly this place is quiet, but maybe it's a way that the government want to prevent something from happening in the future.
So there have been no clashes in your area, but it's a sign of increased tension.
Yeah, of course. There was for the past some gunfire, but it was not clear that if it was a clash or only the government checkpoints were firing at something. So, but mostly this place is quiet.
What else has been happening this week in Damascus?
Yeah, actually this week there was the invasion, or the government troops entered the place called Qudsiyya. This is a suburb to the northwest of Damascus. Mostly those who are living in northwest neighborhoods of Damascus have their sons and daughters living in Qudsiyya. Qudsiyya is just like a valley where it's surrounded by mountain area. And in those mountains, there's the Republican guards and special forces camps.
But Qudsiyya is considered a rebel stronghold, right?
Yeah, it has been like that for the past 6 months. I've been in contact with two residents over there. They've told me that their houses were raided. Everything was stolen, just like electronics, computers, the mobile phones. One of them had one of his house's rooms burned down. It seems the shelling was very intensive in this area. Some residents talked about shells landing every 20 to 30 seconds. But after all, the government was able to enter the place.
What, so they've cleared rebels from the area, or what?
It seems they've cleared the rebels either by... most likely, the rebels withdrawn to some other parts or to nearby, because the government was shelling for a long time, and after that, it entered without clashes.
So a few weeks ago, we were talking about rebels being cleared from the south, and then last week they were being cleared from the northeast, and now the northwest. So are they the government beginning to take more control of Damascus?
Yeah, the government is using heavy force to secure Damascus, but it seems the rebels are withdrawing to further to somehow distant suburbs. And as we can see that they are still able to infiltrate the city, just like when happened in Harasta, when they have blasted the Air Force intelligence.
On Monday night, right? So this is Al-Nusra, the Islamist Al-Nusra Front has claimed responsibility for that attack in Harasta. Is it any clear how much damage was done?
Yeah, actually, the blast was very big. It was in the far east, but even that, I heard the blast, and also the air pressure resulted from the blast. The Air Force Intelligence Building is on one of the main highways going out from Damascus, so no one was able actually to get near this place. But it seems also many reported that ambulance kept going to the place and to the hospitals for over 4 hours after the blast. So it seems very big blast happened there.
Do we have any clear idea of how many people were killed?
I don't know actually, but some said that they've seen ambulance packed with four or five bodies running in the streets trying to reach the hospitals.
And this was a place where many political prisoners were kept, on their fears that many of them may have been killed in the attack.
Yeah, there was some kind of some fears about it, but it seems those prisoners are held in the basements because some of those who were detained previously in this branch told us that there is 4 floors under the ground where the prisoners are kept.
Just sort of give me an idea of the atmosphere this week in Damascus.
Yeah, actually, heavy security prisons, raids and arrest. It seems it's somehow deteriorating because people are now afraid to go to streets. Checkpoints are trying to, especially after any blast. So if there's something big happening in the city, checkpoints will be deployed, and many people may be arrested in those checkpoints. So people actually becoming fear to go out to streets when something big happened in the city.
Are people in Damascus looking to Turkey to help?
Yeah, actually, after all of these days without anyone helping, I'm not sure if people are looking for someone to help, but rather wanting this thing to end. But no clear indication how it will be ending.
And there've been reports this week that the government is close to seizing Homs. How's that news going down in Damascus?
Yeah, actually, everyone here understands that the time for the government offensive has come. So, for the past 2 months or 3 months, the government was defending its place, its grounds, but now it's making it the offensive. Maybe because there's a shortage in weapon with the rebels or for other logistic things. Eventually, everyone also understand that even if the government seized control of some new territory, that would not mean that the battle has ended, because the government still has to take arms from almost 100,000 people. So this is a something that is the government is unable to do right now. So things could be just like one day in the hand of the government, but the other day it will be back in the hand of the opposition.
So the last few days have been a setback for the rebels.
Yeah, somehow, but still, the blast which took place in Air Force Intelligence and also in police headquarters, so it seems to be indicating that the rebels are still able to perform their operations.
Okay, Manj. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Welcome.